After I left Chum in 72, I went up to work for Alan Slate, who owned CFGM at the time in Richmond Hill. But my partner at the time, Bill McDonald, and I, who was a writer at Chum, wanted to start our own national creative company. So we did that in 74. We called it That Commercial Place, and we did a lot of national commercials, won a whole bunch of awards. And then Bill got hired by Chuck Bloor in Los Angeles in 78. So I went off on my own, and I ended up working with a company called Telemedia, which did a lot of programs. We did tons and tons of shows that ran all across Canada. Then in 83, I got a call from this friend of mine in Los Angeles who worked for ABC Watermark, said, "How'd you like to write for Ringo Starr?" They had hired Ringo Starr to be the host of this 13-week summer series that was actually 2 hours long, so it was 26 hours, and I was to write it. So we got to go to London and record with Ringo Starr in his studio in his house that John Lennon had built. And that was kind of the start of my syndication business that I did for close to 20 years.